Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Massachusetts is moving forward with reopening the economy. Governor Baker says he knows how devastating the state's coronavirus restrictions have been for businesses.
The closures have been extraordinarily difficult. And as governor, these are in some respects some of the most challenging decisions I could ever imagine having to make. But thanks to the cooperation of so many, the trends have been moving in the right direction, and we're now able to reopen many of these businesses.
Some of those reopenings will happen tomorrow as Massachusetts moves into phase two of its reopening plan. WBUR Steve Brown is with us now to outline phase two. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Sharon.
What are some of the major business operations that can resume tomorrow?
Well, it's a long list. They include daycares, funeral homes, retailers that had not been considered essential, the lodging industry, and, of course, restaurants. For now, restaurants can only offer outside dining. Later on in phase two, quite a few other businesses can reopen, but we don't have a date for that yet.
Tell us about what the public health restrictions are that will be in place for these reopening businesses.
Sure. Many of the obvious ones that we're familiar with, face coverings, keeping people separated, capacity limits. Businesses must also have written policies for protecting the public and employees. Enforcement of that is primarily up to the local boards of health.
Now, hospitals and medical professionals can also begin seeing more patients in this phase. Which patients who've delayed visits will be seen first?
Hospitals can resume some elective procedures, beginning with those considered most urgent. Doctors can again see patients for office visits. That includes dental, vision, and behavioral health. There will be some social distancing precautions. And State Secretary of Health and Human Services Mary Lou Sutters is asking healthcare professionals to proceed cautiously.
We continue to emphasize the importance and utility of telehealth to the greatest extent possible. Healthcare providers should expand in-person services cautiously, using clinical judgment to prioritize urgent services, high-risk patients, chronic disease management, and preventive care.
Now, less urgent elective procedures, including cosmetic surgery, will remain on hold for now.
Steve, how's the business community reacting so far to the governor's decision to move into phase two?
Well, generally, they're glad that there's no delay and that they're seeing pretty much what they'd expected from what the governor had outlined at the beginning of phase one. A good deal of concern, though, is about the damage that's already been done. For example, Mass Lodging Association President Paul Sacco.
The lodging and restaurant industry has been brought to its knees over the last couple of months, and we can only hope that we're able to recover as quickly as possible.
And the Massachusetts Retailers Association says it's clearly too late for some store owners that have gone out of business or are close to it.
Now, Governor Baker has stressed a lot that he wants to make sure there's no resurgence of the coronavirus. He says public health metrics suggest that moving forward at this point is safe. Steve, what are those metrics? And also, how's the governor responding to warnings from some health experts that the state might be moving too quickly?
Well, the governor says he favors a cautious approach, but based on advice from public health officials, believes the state can move forward so long as it goes slowly. He says he's getting lots of pressure both from people who want the state to move even slower and from those who think the reopening is too slow.
The thing we should all be most concerned about at this point, and I know everybody is in a hurry to get to where they want to go with respect to reopening, is that a phased reopening based on guidance from the folks in the healthcare and public health community is the process through which we are most likely to be able to sustain our reopening.
Now, there are several metrics the administration is watching. The governor is reluctant to boil it all down to just one, but among the most important that he regularly mentions are the rate of people tested who come back positive and the number of hospitalizations. And just checking those latest numbers, the 7-day average for the rate of infection was down to 5.2% yesterday, and a little over 1,500 people remain in the hospital.
WBUR's Steve Brown. Steve, thanks as always.
Thank you, Sharon.